give you peace, Roland said. Then he unbuckled his gun belt and began to roll the weapon into it once more.
Roland, was it a slow mutant?
Aye, I suppose you'd say so, poor old thing. But the Rodericks are from beyond any lands I ever knew, although before the world moved on they gave their grace to Arthur Eld. He turned to Eddie, his blue eyes burning in his tired face. Fedic is where Mia has gone to have her baby, I have no doubt. Where she's taken Susanna, by the last castle. We must backtrack to Thunderclap eventually, but Fedic's where we need to go first. It's good to know.
He said he felt sad for someone. Who?
Roland only shook his head, not answering Eddie's question. A Coca-Cola truck blasted by, and thunder rumbled in the far west. Fedic of the Discordia, the gunslinger murmured instead. Fedic of the Red Death. If we can save Susanna and Jake, we'll backtrack toward the Kalos. But we'll return when our business there is done, and when we turn southeast again.
What? Eddie asked uneasily. What then, Roland?
Then there's no stopping until we reach the tower. He held out his hands, watched them tremble minutely. Then he looked up at Eddie. His face was tired but unafraid. I have never been so close. I hear all my lost friends and their lost fathers whispering to me. They whisper on the tower's very breath. Eddie looked at Roland for a minute, fascinated and frightened, and then broke the mood with an almost physical effort.
Well, he said, moving back toward the driver's door of the Ford, if any of those voices tells you what to say to Cullum, the best way to convince him of what we want, be sure to let me know.
Eddie got in the car and closed the door before Roland could reply. In his mind's eye, he kept seeing Roland leveling his big revolver, saw him aiming it at the kneeling figure and pulling the trigger.